This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is in sight, my friends. Welcome to another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Clear the deck just for you today. Want to hear from the people. Give you a say on the news of the day. Let us know what's on your mind. Busy week next week, and that's one of the reasons I wanted to clear the deck today. I'll not be your Monday. John Trandum is going to be sitting in for me. District 45 Republican Chairman. I have a little travel over the weekend, and we'll be back until Monday night. So I'll miss you Monday.
Tuesday, I'll miss you too.
I'll miss you too, Todd, yes. Tuesday, I'll be live at the state capitol in Bismarck for Energy Day. Looking forward to that. We're also going to talk with K.K. Bold's Leroy Kingsley about the Dakota Access Pipeline protest impacts on the Prairie Nights Casino. We get a lot of questions about the casino. A lot of people have asked. And so we're going to go right to a source that can answer some of your questions on Tuesday. But also, we have a busy day on Tuesday. A lot going on. We'll be at the Capitol. And it is Energy Day. Backthebakken.org is a good website for you to find out more about this and also register for Energy Day. But I'm looking forward to that. Yes, I have a panel that I'll be participating in, and looking forward to that. Jesse Veeder of Watford City fame will be on that panel, and also folks from MBI Energy will be on that panel. So we look forward to that, and it'll be at the whole event. Energy Day is 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. The panel that I'm doing is... I'm trying to remember the exact time. Closer to the noon hour. Yeah, I think it might be 11:30 or 12:30. I should know this, but anyway, the whole event, 10 a.m. until 1 at the state capitol, and the panel that I'm doing, Trey Wilson, who's the new chairman, CEO, and president of MBI Energy Services, and Jesse Veeder from Watford City are going to talk about the need that we have for a quality workforce and the assets we now have that can help recruit that. And so, in other words, Trey and the crew at MBI Energy need people to go to work for them, world-class company. And they have a tool now where they can say, look what we have in Dickinson. Look what we have in Watford City. Look what we have in Williston. What do we have in these communities that we didn't have before? And so in the case of Jesse, the school, the beautiful event center, so a lot to cover. So looking forward to that. But a lot of really neat things. Kathy Ness will be there, and Ryan Rauschenberger will be there. Folks from Conoco, Phillips will be there to talk about the worldwide oil markets. It'll be a great day, 10 a.m. until 1 p.m., okay? So take it all in, Energy Day. And backthebakken.org is where you register for that. So anyway, that's Tuesday, and we'll be there for that. Wednesday, I'll also be at the Capitol. Looking forward to that. Congressman Kramer's talk radio town hall. Thursday, David Clark Jr., you know who that is? He's a sheriff in Milwaukee County, Wisconsin. He's got a new book, Cop Under Fire, Moving Beyond Hashtags of Race, Crime, and Politics for a Better America. And then on Friday, we have another one of our legislative leader talk radio town halls, Al Carlson of Fargo, Rich Wardner of Dickinson, Senate Majority Leader, House Majority Leader, together on the program. So look forward to that. Just a little preview of what's to come. Wanted you to know. In the meantime, what's on your mind? You got the whole hour. 800-228-0550. Fred and Biz didn't get a chance to finish with you before the break, and I'm sorry Congressman Kramer's gone, but you go ahead and finish and tell me what you need to tell me.
Okay, you know, in reference to Congressman Kramer's comment the other day about the women at the Trump speech that were dressed in white, and I see it made it all the way to CNN. And I'm guessing that they're not going to report on this, but I seen an article this morning about a second district congressman. His first name is Cedric from Louisiana. And there's also a kind of a flap from the left about Kellyanne Conway kneeling on the couch in the Oval Office. Anyway, his comment had something to do with about her looking familiar in that position. And I just thought, you know, they'll make a big flap about Congressman Cramer's comments, but you're not going to see anything in the lamestream media about this comment made about Kellyanne Conway.
Yeah, you couldn't be any more right. Kevin did reference that briefly in our time with him, and I saw it as well. But you're right. I mean, the interesting thing there is, here's what happened. Congressman Cramer was on last week, made those comments, transcribed by, Senator Heitkamp's office, which, as I mentioned earlier, is often, I don't know if it was done by her office for the state party or Democratic operatives in the state, but the point is, the very folks that are part of the swamp. And instantly it goes to Politico. And by the way, Politico reports on it. It doesn't even report where the talk radio town hall was. I mean, for that matter, it could have been fake. They didn't even verify what station who was on. I pointed that out to the Politico reporter. And by the way, this is how the swamp works. Politico, here's what they did. It took that. So they get the information from the Democrats. They write up a story. They give Congressman Cramer exactly 15 minutes notice before they publish for a chance to respond. And, he doesn't even see it, I don't think, within 15 minutes, and it publishes. That's how the swamp works. This is the interaction between the Democrats and the media elite, okay? Then it goes from Politico to CNN to the Washington Examiner, and also there it is, front page of the Fargo Forum. April Baumgartner got her marching orders from the Democrats, too, right there. Same thing. Didn't verify where it was said, how it was said, nothing. All from the one political report from some Democratic operative sitting in a room. Now, he said it. He has since responded to why he said what he said and explained it, much of that missing from the other reports. That's how the swamp works, Fred. There you got your lesson on the swamp.
Absolutely, and I think it goes beyond the swamp. I think it's quicksand.
It may be. It may be, but very insightful on your part. You caught it. You're smarter than they are. Appreciate it. What's going on, folks? I want you to answer that question. What is the swamp up to? What does the swamp want to do? So Jeff Sessions was the firestorm issue yesterday. Is there anybody within the sound of my voice that is laying awake at night thinking that what Jeff Sessions did was wrong, that somehow there's this Russian connection? Please tell me. I'm not looking for an argument. I just want to know, is there any real person out there other than some operative that lives in the swamp that actually is concerned that there's something here? Call me. 258-0550. Donald Trump tweeted this morning, Jeff Sessions is an honest man. He did not say anything wrong. He could have stated his response more accurately, but it was clearly... But it was clearly not intentional. This whole narrative is a way of saving face for Democrats. Losing an election that everyone thought they were supposed to win. The Democrats are overplaying their hand. They lost the election, and now they have lost their grip on reality. This is Donald Trump's tweet. Dead on perfect. Dead on perfect. He continues, the real story is all of the illegal leaks of classified and other information. It is a total witch hunt. Is it a total witch hunt? Is that what's going on? Do you want the witch hunt investigated? Tell me what you think. RG, Traveler 994, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Scott. Thank you for all you do. Hey, I got some... Just opinions here, I can state them and then get your slant on them too. Jeff Sessions is, I mean, obviously, what the Obama, I will say, Dick Schott administration is doing is unprecedented as far as an ex-president not stepping out of the scene and stepping back into it. The Democratic Party in general is attacking him as a means to attack the presidency, this also has means to the best defense is a good offense, because I think they know that they have got so many skeletons in the closet that they never thought were going to be seeing the light of day, that now they are probably quaking in their boots. I'm just going to take one instance in particular. We're looking at the three Awad, I believe, brothers, the Pakistanis that were hired by Andre Carson, actually, was, I think, one of the first ones to hire him as the IT specialist for the congressman. And those guys had access to about 12 different sensitive subcommittees and committees dealing with our military and foreign intelligence, and with direct links, I believe, to the fact that the Al-Qaeda forces in Yemen knew that the SEAL team was coming. That's almost a given. That was an ambush. And there are so many, those guys were relieved and brought under investigation within hours, if not a day, of that happening. And they are trying to cover their tracks. They're trying to cover that and so many other malfeasances, it's not even funny.
Hang on a sec, RG, if you would. Don't go anywhere. We're up against the break. More coming up. Ed in Bismarck, Ron in Langsford, Todd in Jamestown, Mark in Fargo. You're on deck on Q, in Q. Just don't go anywhere. You're coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Want a career with a top-notch company but haven't had a chance to get to know MBI? Stop by the Super Pumper in Belfield Friday, March 10th and meet MBI. Fill your cup. Learn more about this premier oil field services company. MBI Energy Services has openings for workover rig supervisors, operator, derrick hands, floor hands, oil, water, and hot oil truck drivers, and more. Enjoy excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of schedules. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com. Meet MBI at Super Pumper Belfield Friday, March 10th. And don't forget to tell them Scott sent you.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Troy Uglum of Northwood. The North Dakota Soybean Council is excited to offer a two-day soybean marketing seminar designed expressly for soybean producers. Sharpen your soybean trading skills and learn more about trading soybeans in today's fast-paced markets. Topics to be covered include trading technologies, basis, options, hedging, contract types, producer marketing plans, and strategies. This seminar will be held March 14th and 15th at the North Dakota State University Commodity Trading Room in Berry Hall, located at 811 2nd Avenue North in Fargo. The course will be facilitated by noted professors Dr. Bill Wilson and Dr. Frayne Olson of NDSU. Seating is limited and registrations are accepted on a first-come, first-served basis. Be sure to register today by contacting Stephanie Sinner at the North Dakota Soybean Council office. Register by February 25th. For more information, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern, waterproof wood-look flooring. It's up to 34% off, or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159, more from 59 cents, and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
I mentioned I'm going to Norway.
I'm jealous.
Come along,
I never get to do that fun stuff. Huh?
Come along, let's go. Let's go.
I'd love to.
Yeah. I think we have a few spots.
Trandum can fill in for a week or two, can he?
Yeah, we'll put him to work.
Manny can do it.
Hey, Manny, do you got a pen there, bud?
I actually will need to search for one here because I never really have one.
I've been at your place. I bet there aren't any fans.
We have a full bank of calls, and I don't want to let these folks.
Well, if I'm ever in a situation where I have to write something down, I usually just type it on the computer.
I was going to give you Carol Juven's number. I'll give the audience Carol Juven's number because you can call them. And we'll call them. We'll see if there's a spot for Todd. I'm pretty sure there is. 701-237-9000. Last chance, though. We do have to book airfare. We're within a week or so of the final deadline. So last chance to see the Midnight Sun and take it all in. 14-day first-class tour. Incredible, folks. First-class hotels. Carol Juven does it right, so I'd love to have you come along. June 19th to July 2nd, last chance. Join us. My wife, Maria, and our children, whole family trip headed out there, and we'd love to have you along, okay? Call Carol, 237-9000. All right, so RG, go ahead and finish your comment there, sir.
Well, first off, Scott, I'll take your radio show for a couple weeks so that you guys can go to Norway.
Well, very good. Todd has no excuse now. You're exactly right. There we go.
Love it. I'll even leave you the phone so you can still get the text.
I'll probably pull my hair out by the time you guys get back. But anyway, as we were talking about, you know, I think what's going on with the ex-president's efforts, I mean, this is unprecedented. I call it sedition. And I call what George Soros is doing with all of his front groups.
And it started a long time ago. It started a long time ago. And Rush Limbaugh's been on to this for a while. If you listen to Rush, yeah, there really needs to be. You talk about hearings. That's what we ought to have hearings on. In fact, I have a story from Breitbart here that chronicles all the things that this is New York Times, Washington Post sources that are out there, and all kinds of events. Very important to the overall timeline of what's going on here. And it started in the Obama administration. June of 2016, there was a FISA request. The Obama administration filed a request with the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court to monitor communications involving Donald Trump and several advisors. And the request was denied because they clearly were playing politics. All right? So that's where it started. And it goes on and on and on. You've got the Podesta emails in there. You've got... I could read things for a week here. I'll put this Breitbart story up on Facebook, and Tom could share it on the K-Fire Facebook page too.
Well, obviously, it didn't stop them, Scott, because they were surveying on the incoming administration. They were doing it illegally, and that's where the investigation needs to go as well.
Exactly right. You're exactly right, RG. So this is sabotage. What's going on? Ed and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead. Hey, Ed, are you there? Ed?
Hello?
Hi, Ed. Go ahead, sir.
Hello, are you there?
I can hear you loud and clear, Ed. I'm just waiting for your comment.
Yeah, I'd like to know why Carlson doesn't come up and try and tax the Internet purchases. Look at all the money that's left laying on the board there. Can you ask him?
All right, he'll be on Friday. We'll add that list. We'll add that to our list. You want to know why the internet purchases are not taxed?
Right. Yeah, we tax everything that's sold inside the state.
Yeah,
the states are taxing that now.
I'm for less things being taxed, not more things being taxed. I said I'm for less things being taxed, not more things being taxed.
Well, I am too, but. Now we're trying to do away with the highway department cleaning the roads. Let's get the tax off of that.
Well, that's more taxes. But I've heard the argument that it's not fair for bricks and mortar businesses to compete with online businesses on the tax. And it's an incentive to shop online. So it's a good question, and we will ask Al Carlson. Listen, Friday, we're doing a legislative talk radio town hall with he and Rich Wardner 1 week from today. Lanksford, North Dakota, is where we're going next. And Ron. Ron, what's on your mind?
Yeah. Say, I sure enjoy your show, Scott.
And, God bless you. Thank you.
Appreciate the fact that you have the congressman on, and I really enjoy hearing from him. But I am kind of disappointed, and I'd like to get some feedback from you regarding our senator. I'm just disappointed in that guy. I don't seem to hear from him, and I listened to an interview you guys did with him the other day on the protesters down there, and it sounded to me like he was one step behind. And I don't know. I'd like to feel a little bit different about him, but I don't know. I'm disappointed in Hovind up to this point, and I'd like to hear what you've got to say about him. Thank you.
I think John Hovind is a fine senator. I really do. I think we're blessed to have someone that had that much experience in state government now go to the federal level, and he just wants to get things done. I do notice in interviews he is always very cautious, right? He kind of just says what he wants to say, and I think the problem, maybe that's not the right word, but I guess the challenge for him is that Congressman Cramer is the exact opposite. You know, you're going to hear exactly what he thinks, and he just says it. So he's a lot more free-flowing with his commentary and his opinions on it than Senator Hovind is. But I don't think that makes Senator Hovind a bad senator. I think he's a really good senator that isn't all that comfortable just laying it all on the line, commenting. That having been said, the combination of Congressman Cramer and Senator Hovind, the amount of access they give us, the amount of work they do, compared to Senator Heitkamp, who literally is non-existent. And look at all this hue and cry for Republicans. Hold town halls! Hold town halls! We want you! We want you! From, by the way, I might add, the loony left, the professional protesters, people that want to yell and scream and holler. Sorry, that's what gets them a loony label in my mind. And Senator Heitkamp is the one that reliably is going to vote their way. Aren't they demanding her go on the record and say these things? I'd like to know. Todd in Jamestown, what's on your mind?
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. First off, your previous comments by Ed is the reason we got a problem in this country, a guy who wants more taxes as if Americans don't pay enough. Now, my comment is, when are the Republicans going to get a backbone? They capitulate on every single thing, and I'm sick of it. Eric Holder lied to Congress, fast and furious. Hillary Clinton selling uranium to Russia. We got Loretta Lynch meeting Clinton on the tarmac. And nothing came of it. But yet Republicans capitulate and let Flynn resign, and now they smell blood in the water. They're going to go after everything. Get a backbone.
What do you consider job one? What's the most important thing that they're capitulating on?
Job number one, I feel, is this cabinet, that they need to get up and they need to have a backbone, and immigration. Immigration, by far, is our number one problem in this country.
Yeah, they don't seem to be capitulating on that, though. I mean, you're right. They need a cabinet, and that's largely a part of the Democrats holding them back. But thanks, Todd. Appreciate it. More calls after this.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Toller Service Center is hiring. If you hear nothing else, hear that. And hear this number, 701-495-0997. That's right, 495-0997. When you call that number, Adam will answer. He is the recruitment director for Toller Service Center. They have locations in Williston, in Killdeer, in Billings, Montana. Toller is the biggest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. They build the best tank trailer on the road. Their service center serves those and other brands. They're looking for technicians. They pay great. If you know anyone with any kind of experience with tank or trailer parts, Toller Service Center wants you. Do you want to be appreciated? Do you want to be compensated for the value you bring to an organization? How'd you like to make $32 an hour? That's what they pay. Great benefits and more. Call Adam now, 701-495-0997. Toller Service Center, 495-0997. Now, Toller Service Center. Or click careers at PollerServiceCenters.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step one, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step two, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Out there, by golly.
Goodness.
That'll wake you up.
Yeah. All right. Where we got here? News release just came out from Pyramid Communications. How ironic.
Oh, wow.
It came from Pyramid Communications.
The biggest of fake news. Here we go.
I am so confused here because it's a Standing Rock Sioux Tribe press release. But it comes from Pyramid Communications.
I mean, didn't they really invent fake news, or at least perfect it?
Yeah.
They perfected it.
They do work for some of the worst of the worst, environmental extremists, eco-terrorists.
No kidding.
So you can't even begin to make up the amount of connections to the fact that this eco-terrorism wing of the extreme environmentalism in the United States have been overtaken at Standing Rock. It's not little Standing Rock anymore. It's Pyramid Communications. Just all you need to know. Anyway, Pyramid Communications tells us that Friday, March 10th, 1 week from today, the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe will march with indigenous people and allies to oppose Trump's. Boy, Pyramid needs to go back to the press release writing school here, because they say Trump's continued aggression on tribal nations. Wouldn't you normally refer to him as President Trump at least the first time, Todd?
Well, they're not going to be that respectful.
Well, journalism 101, but continued aggression nations.
Journalism 101, no, fake news doesn't come till Journalism 102 at the earliest.
Is that how it works? Okay, right.
Yeah, just so you know.
All right, so anyway, you heard you know about the whole continued aggression on tribal nations. Yeah, that's the stuff that...
And that's their continued aggression on the president, is not to call him President Trump. You just call him Trump.
I guess so. Anyway, this is interesting. So it's Chairman Dave Archambault, Minnesota State Rep. They have to go to Minnesota to get a legislator to support them. That tells us much. A woman by the name of Peggy Flanagan. Taboo. I don't know who Taboo is. Not sure I want to know. And many more speakers and performers. That'll be Tuesday, March 7th, it starts Tuesday, March 7th. Tribes from across the country convening events throughout Washington, D.C., leading up to a march. An encampment will be built on the National Mall. Wow. Try that again, huh? Friday, March 10th, 10 a.m. Start at the Army Corps of Engineers office and culminate in a rally at the Ellipse. So, wanted you to know. It's breaking news. We did get Carol Juven on the phone, and I wanted to confirm that we had room for Todd to join us on the Best of Norway tour that's going to take place June 19th through July 2nd. The one and only world-famous Carol Juvin is going to take us on that tour. You see him every single year, been part of the Høstfest for generations. Hello, sir. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing absolutely perfect.
Now, we have a few days left to get our the rest of the names in for our airfare for the big trip, correct?
Yes, we have 5 seats.
5 seats, ladies and gentlemen. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Todd, you and Carrie, that leaves 3. So there you go. Todd and I are having trouble understanding how we both can be gone, but I told him just don't worry about it. It'll happen. But
trust me, if I'm in Norway, I am not worrying about it.
Exactly right. 5 seats left.
Absolutely awesomely beautiful over there right now.
Oh, man, I can hardly wait.
I'm part Norwegian. I got to see where I came from.
Well, you tell me what area we're supposed to be in, and we'll fix it in a hurry.
You help us find our family members, too, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. That's our game. We love to locate the families and take you right to the door.
It's going to be pretty neat for people meeting, you know, family members for the first time when they go over there. That's just be an extraordinary experience.
It's a wonderful experience, and it's so gratifying because you know where your roots are, and you know where you came from. And believe me, the area you will be impressed with, because the beauty of the mountains, the waterfalls, and the fjords are awesome.
We picked the dates June 19th through July 2nd this year because of the midnight sun. So it's the time when the sun is up at midnight. We're going to see that, and I mean, that's once-in-a-lifetime stuff right there.
You better believe.
Yeah, I can't wait. And this man is just an unbelievable tour guide and a great human being. Just a good, good person, and really looking forward to spending some quality time on a first-class tour. This baby's first-class, 14-day first-class tour, loaded up with first-class hotels and breakfast and dinners included. And that coach sounds like unbelievable. We're in like this brand-new Mercedes 2017 coach we're going to be touring.
It was delivered on the 1st.
Unbelievable.
Of March.
Yeah. So give Carol a call.
Refrigerator and all.
Refrigerator and all, right in that baby. All right, I can bring my Diet Pepsis along.
I had 3 calls already this morning from people being interested in it. I've heard you speaking this morning, and we're sending out the material to them as we speak.
All right. And, folks, you're going to want to go. Make a decision quick to join us. Only 5 seats left, 701-237-9000. Cannot wait. 701-237-9000. Give Carol a call. Thank you, Carol.
Thank you, and have a wonderful day.
You as well. So there you go, Todd. I told you there was room. Let's see. Back to the phones. Lots of calls waiting to weigh in. What's on your mind, Ron?
Say, back in 2008, a fellow from Washington, D.C., Grover Norquist, was in Bismarck, and he was asking us why we were sending 3 Bolsheviks to D.C., and I said, it's because the Bolsheviks bring the pork back to North Dakota so we Republicans can spend it wisely. Well, all the way through 2009, I kept reminding the 3 Bolsheviks the Democrat Party is going the same way as the Whig Party did back in the 1850s, down the tube. And with all these demonstrations they have to do to get in the attention, it's showing that they're going down the tube. Thank you.
I appreciate that. Minnesota, Fulton is where we're headed next. Mary Jo, what's on your mind?
It's Mary Jane, and it's Fulton. But my husband is down in Minneapolis, St. Paul this week, and he called me this morning to ask me what I think about the Minnesota House losing their minds about the potential for losing billions of dollars because Obamacare is going to get thrown out. And I was just wondering what your thoughts were.
Obamacare has brought us higher costs for health care and less quality of care. It costs us more, and the quality isn't as good. You know, all the stuff about keeping your doctor numbers is true. It's time for a change. It's not easy. It will require, hey, we got to pull this out of here to do this over there. And obviously a good chunk of this year is going to be spent debating the best way to repeal it and replace it. But it's got to be done. I mean, that sounds like your husband's running into just status quo politicians down there in Minnesota.
Minnesota was the first ones to jump on the bandwagon, and if they were stupid enough to buy into Barack Obama's lies, then they're going to have to figure out how to get us out of the mess that they got us into.
Yeah, I'm with you.
That's what I'm thinking. So,
I am. I'm with
you. My husband likes to call me when he's out of town to tell me what all the liberal politicians are saying because he knows I'm not. So, yeah, I'm hoping that we can get rid of a few of the Democrats on this side of the river.
He's getting you all riled up, Mary Jane, it sounds like. Appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Mark Fargo, what's on your mind?
Hey, how are you?
Good, sir. How are you?
Good. Hey, a quick solution for your tax problem. We should just give all of our paychecks should go to the government, and then they should take what they're going to take and then cut us a check back so we don't have to feel the pain. So that would be a solution. They just get all of our money, and then they take what they deem is theirs, and then they cut us a check so we don't have to figure it out.
We probably should be required to bow, too, after they give us that back, whatever, right?
Exactly. Real quick on solutions. I just think that, you know, in hindsight here, for a guy with his experience, not only as a lawyer, but as a politician, I mean, he should have been a little bit more on top of how he handled that situation. That shows a weakness. He's probably not a good courtroom lawyer because he's not very quick on his feet, evidently. This is where Chris Christie would have been a much better pick because he has the personality, just like Trump, to spar with these guys, and he doesn't, you know, have any problem at all calling it out, calling them out on the floor. So I think moving forward, we could see that Sessions may be a problem under this heavy heat that's, like they say, is not going to let up during this first term, it doesn't look like. So I just hope that he can redeem himself. We don't have to go to another person, but he needs to be a little bit more, less politician and more, you know, straightforward.
Yeah, my take was, what he said was, and I don't know that I would have announced it yesterday, but I think it was just get all this out of the way. The hubbub over the question Al Franken asked him and how he answered it is really separate from the question of will he recuse himself, right? Because he's saying if there's ultimately an investigation into the Trump campaign and the Russians, and if I was a high level surrogate in the Trump campaign, I shouldn't be doing that investigation. I should recuse myself. But that's separate from the question of did you dishonestly answer the question from Al Franken, which he clearly didn't. He put the two of them together, I think, just to be done with it. But I'm kind of with you. I don't know that he needed to. And Trump earlier said he didn't need to. Appreciate the call. Ted in Fergus Falls. Sounds like you got another phone ringing.
Wow. Yeah. Say, I got a few questions on this video for Standing Rock. Why don't they play that more often? And
what's video?
What's really happening out there now when the Corps is having to clean up all this mess before it goes in the river?
I see. You're saying you want more after they've left what the camp looks like. You'd like more pictures of that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because
I have a lot.
Hundreds, maybe thousands of semi-loads to haul out of there. And hide camp, whatever her name is. Should really have to answer to the taxpayers. I just can't believe that they aren't going after her and trying to get something out of this other than the taxpayers having to pay for this.
Well, that's not over. I would not say Standing Rock Sioux Tribe has been let off the hook on that in any way, shape, and or form. Governor Dalrymple, before Governor Burgum, said they'd be held culpable. I think Governor Burgum's position is, let's get this cleared out and get things out of the way before the spring flood comes. But that doesn't mean that's not going to be addressed. Thanks.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven. I have been in Norway 153 times and had over 47,000 people on tour. Come and join me on the official Norsk Fest Norway tour, May 29th through June 11th. See Norway at its very best. The fjords, the waterfalls, the spectacular mountains. Visit Minot's sister city of Shan. Meet and greet Jarlhamn. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me at 1-800-343-0093. That again is 1-800-343-0093. Space is limited. Welcome along.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? Herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
First, I want to thank all the legislatures that voted for the constitutional carry bill. That kind of hit it right on the spot, so a big thank you goes out to them. And second, I'm getting sick and tired of the Democrats whining about the Russians hacking the election and obstructing, if not even pushing towards insurrection against Trump. So I think what Jeff Sessions should do is start investigating all the Democrats for their ties to the Muslim Brotherhood and other terrorist organizations, and I'm sure he'd find a lot of them. And the next one is on this casino thing. Since the tribe owes us a ton of money the way it is anyways, and nobody in the government seems to be interested in going after them to make them pay, I'm all for putting casinos outside of the reservation, so at least by then we can recoup some of the millions upon millions of dollars that the tribe has cost this state in lost revenue and actual law enforcement costs. So, thanks and have a great day.
Appreciate the call. Others welcome at 800-228-0550 in our final segment for a Friday edition of the program. Reminder, the Dakota Territory Gun Collectors Association gun show. The real thing. These guys do a nice job. I've been to the show. Are cranking up at the Alaris Center in Grand Forks tomorrow, 9 to 5. Sunday, 9 to 3. 330 tables, over 330 last I heard. Buy, sell, swap, trade. $5 to get in. 12 and under are free. Come on out and enjoy the gun show. My son and I spent hours there. I think it was the year before last. Just really great show at the Alaris in Grand Forks. This is the real thing. So bring your families tomorrow, 9 to 5, Sunday, 9 to 3, the Dakota Territory Gun Collectors Association at the Alaris Center. Brandon in Mandan, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Brandon, tell me.
How's it going, Scott?
Good. How are you?
Hey, I just had a couple quick gripes. One was about why do we still listen to Tom Brokaw on this radio show? It seems like every other time he comes on the radio, he's bashing Trump, and I'm just really sick and tired of hearing him. I don't care if he was raised around here or not. He seems to have all the same liberal talking points as everybody else.
That is a syndicated program that airs on KFYR over the noon hour. It doesn't run in this program. It runs in a different hour. And, Todd, you get asked this question a lot, so what's the answer for this fellow?
That was something we actually rolled out company-wide a few years ago, and given that we're, you know, in the area, they said, you know, we really want you to carry this. But, yeah, you're right. I mean, it started as a different kind of feature. It started as kind of a little, like, looking back history kind of feature, and it really morphed into something completely different. So I think it is time to take a look at seeing if we can move along from that, but...
Yeah,
every once in a while, he does hit a conservative point. It's kind of weird because I'm thinking he's just reading whatever's in front of him that day. I don't know, but
I mean, he's a hopeless liberal, like so many in the media. I think it's neat that you got that you know connection to him here, and unfortunately, I think he's gone a little more liberal. But it's one person's commentary, right? I mean, I hear you. You don't like it, but it's like, you know.
It didn't take long for one of the Rapid City stations to call. How do we get that? How do we get that? Because, you know, then you're getting even closer to home turf there. But
it's really
morphed into something different from what it started being. But
okay. There you go, folks.
Yeah,
that's a good example of letting your voice be heard. Enough people say it and are concerned about it, and they take a look at it there. So go ahead.
One quick other thing, and this is pretty petty, but it drives me nuts. Why is the Mandan stoplight system so stupid? I swear, traffic's running fine, and you're all going, there's a stream of cars, and they will, I mean, it's like they have a vendetta against you, and they will stop you, right? They will stop you, make you stop at every stoplight in Mandan. I don't know why that is, and I know that has something to do with the city municipal programming those lights stupid, but anyway. Maybe there's other people out there that have experienced that. I just wanted to get that off my chest. Have a great day.
I've heard other people complain about that over the years in Grand Forks. And the explanation is always that it's, you know, it's electronic. Like it's set, so I don't think it's capable of, let's get them, you know. But it doesn't mean it's not frustrating. This is the first time we have not one but two calls from Mott on the board right now. I can't even believe it. Yeah. So let's go to Ron and Mott first. Hey, Ron, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Clearly, we're number one with a bullet in Mott. That's pretty cool, given the percentage of people that we have on our phone bank here. What's on your mind?
Well, I just want to talk to you a little bit about the casino. You know, I'm definitely for a state-run casino. I watched the Native Americans try and make theirs work, but it doesn't seem to help the poverty that appears to be on the reservation. I thought it was supposed to return money to the people of the tribe, and it sure doesn't appear to be that. And in the same token, maybe it's time that we get away from the tribe being their own federal entity and break down that land they own and divvy it out amongst tribal members and make it privatized and get rid of all the welfare.
All right, Ron, a lot to unpack there. Don't have time to do it, but I'm going to get Larry in here because I said there were two. You had about half a minute. Real quick, Larry, tell me what's on your mind.
calling about the concealed carry that the legislation is considering letting anybody that has a valid North Dakota driver's license and can legally own a firearm carry concealed. I've got my concealed carry permit, and there's things that are taught in that class that aren't necessarily common sense or common knowledge, and I consider it very dangerous to allow anybody who hasn't had that training to carry in public.
All right, we'll raise that with the Al Carlson and Rich Wardner, Weekend Today on the Talk Radio Town Hall. God bless you, folks. Got to go. Thanks for listening. One of the greatest memories I have of my grandfather, Adam, is leaning over a pool table and having a blast. That's what we did on holidays. And the greatest gift ever was that pool table. Olhausen is the name in pool tables. And Vince is here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Why is Olhausen the best?
Well, it's made in the United States, 100%, in Portland, Tennessee. Every table goes in a tree and comes out a unique piece of furniture designed for you and your family.
I love that Carson Wentz has one with a bison logo on it.
Yeah, we can do it right on the table itself, on the felt. We can totally have Olhausen customize any pool table, and that's why Olhausen's the best. Also, we talk about AccuFast cushion. The rails will never go dead. It's a one-of-a-kind lifetime warranty on the best playing, best built, only in America pool table. It's Olhausen or nothing.
And for a limited time, receive no interest, no payments for a year. Play now, pay later. Bubble hockey, air hockey, darts, foosball, pool tables at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.